that you're moving, and don't you stop what you're doing, cause I love watching how you move to the beat, the beat, the beat. I can't help it but to stare, got the temperature rising up in here, and this beautiful woman everywhere, but you're the only one that I see. Get you alone.
It wasn't my usual music. I got DJ Rob Nice from Ugly Radio coming in today. And so I'm playing all the Ugly Radio music. Independent music for independent listeners. Ugly Radio. So DJ Rob Nice is coming in because he's going to be talking about, he's got a party coming up, I think, over the weekend. And so he's going to come and talk about that. But I want to talk about the life of being a popular DJ. And he is one. So I'm just going to play a lot of his music. And get into this holiday spirit. I remember every time Thanksgiving comes around, I used to think about when I'd come home for the holidays. I didn't come home often often come home for Thanksgiving. I always went other places. So I would always come home for Christmas, definitely. But on the few chances that I did come, there's always some party. Like, there was always some citywide party where, you know, everybody sort of met up and partied and caught up, especially all of us who were away at college. And so it was a nice way to sort of catch up because we hadn't seen each other since summer. So I'm excited to talk about an upcoming party. I'm not going, but I do want to hear about it. So he'll be here shortly, half hour, 20 minutes, I don't know. You know how DJs do. They do it. So I'm just going to play some more music of his, and then I'll be back.
Was you there when the door closed? Lame is like Nordos. And I ain't putting on a cooking. Couple dexes in a suitcase. Got me feeling like, is you sleeping or you up cooking? No trust here. Probably finding in another place. I ain't trying to leave my mother though. Damn, all I do is pray now. Find another place to lay now. But I'm afraid to let my brother. And that's why they say I'm the man. Yeah. When really I don't give a damn.
Give me no reason. 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 Like,
yeah.
It give me no reason.
Was you there when the door closed? Yeah, all my clothes in a suitcase. Just in case I gotta stay light. All my life I've been an outcast. Big boy when the move came. 3 G's got my mind right. I ain't rich but a rich mind. 3 times when I'm home, nigga. Duval when I'm cooling on the south side. I'm always here but I'm never here. Low key, you should recognize. When I was down, they ain't help for shit. Now the way that I'm feeling, get off my head. Read a check in the mailbox. Check this, they tell me I'm tripping, I air out myself. But I pack up my dish before asking for help. Suitcase,
case, case.
Alright,
alright.
These songs are like Motown songs. They just jump off, man. I'm like, God. Anyway, that was Suitcase Music from Rob Nice. He'll be here in a little while. I got staff meeting over there at Ugly Radio, which is just across the green. So I'm going to try to raise my cool points with this music. I don't know how cool I am, but I'm going to try because I'm going to play this music. Plus, you know, I like what they play over there anyway. And it does really raise my cool points. So I'm going to play a lot of music from the Ugly Radio people because DJ Rob Nice is coming over. And I played some Manny James. I know Michelle Turner would dig that. Manny James, Close to Me. I like what they play
over
there.
Which I like.
Anyway. Harry, how come I can hear myself in my ear? So I'm going to play a lot of music from the Ugly Radio.
All right, so I'm going to play In the Streets, the clean version.
And I played some Manny James.
See how this goes.
Dig that.
All right, I hear myself.
And
all right, here we go.
Bullet. When I was 16, I was really in the streets. When I was 16, I was really in the streets. When I was 16, I was really in the streets.
Count that money, count that money, count that money all night.
When I was 16, I was really in the streets.
Count that money, count that money, count that money all night.
When I was 16, I was really in the spot. Trap phone, bring it, every pocket got a knot. Water whipping, yellow got me whipping up the lot. Ella Auntie keep the extra, she gon' scrape it out the pot. Couple hitters with me, but you know I got my own. Switch, pushing up my numbers, cause the feds be trying to phone tap. Diggins ain't a hundred, so you gotta watch your own back. And my name tatted on the suit, so I own that. Shorty wants some Quavo, I don't do the whole set. I do what I wanna, and you do what these stores say. I feel like a porn star, sexy trying to role play. How you wanna feel, needin' you ain't bustin' no play. You ain't making plays, my nigga, what goddamn. I've been waiting on this moment since they let me out the camp. But them snip get excited when the nigga hit the stage. I'm the only young boy acting older than my age. Cause when I was 16, I was really in the streets. When I was 16, I was really in the streets. When I was 16, I was really in the streets.
Count that money, count that money, count that money all night.
When I was 16, I was really in the streets.
Count that money, count that money, count that money all night.
When I was 16, I was breaking down the ball. Ripped 3 times, now it's time to hit the mall. Fuck, pull up, I'm just waiting on the call. Got a telly full of discs and I'm trying to fuck them all. Chicken took a real estate. I can move my own block. Down to like 20.
rushing. We gon' knock them out of shoes with my shooter, get the drunk. Shorty do the number, I ain't even get the name. But the shorty picture perfect, got to beat it out the frame. They call me Dragon Rice and I'm the realest in the game. Started busting traps, nigga, nothing was the same. You ain't busting traps, my nigga, but goddamn. I've been waiting on this moment since they let me out the camp. Bust them just to be decided when it's in the age stage. I'm the only young boy acting older than my age. Cause when I was 16, I was really in the streets.
And kids are in school. Ain't no kids listening to this. So all the kids are in school. So y'all grown up. So you get some of this ugly radio independent artist music. Hey, it's Thanksgiving. I'm in the mood.
Did you hear the exchange?
So Harry, I still can hear myself in my headset. All right, I'm going to just turn it off. How about that? I just turned it off. I just put down the slider. So it's Thanksgiving. I don't know what people are doing, but if you're on Facebook, hit me up. Let me know what's going on. What you doing? I'm cooking. I did all my shopping. I'm done. I got everything that I need, to make the usual stuff. You know, make some collard greens. I got a turkey, potato salad, some other vegetables. I got some pies. And I found, I went to Whole Foods yesterday. You know, you can't ever get out of Whole Foods for less than a grand. Swear to God. And that's just for some flowers, some fancy water, and I don't know, some chips. So I'm in Whole Foods yesterday. I they have pies. They have really stepped up their vegan game. I mean, I they've always been my go-to for a variety of vegan things. Now, let me just say, I'm not a vegan. I eat like a vegan because it's just easy when you have a severe dairy allergy, the kind that I have. So I went there with the understanding and the belief that I was going to just buy apples and cherries and all the kinds of, and blueberries so I can make pies. But I'm over in the bakery section and they had vegan cherry pie, vegan apple pie. Woo! I felt like I won the lottery. I was like, oh, my God. So I got my pies because that's what I care about. I went there really to get the cranberry sauce because I like their cranberry sauce. And they had a bourbon cranberry relish that I didn't get, which I should have gotten. But I'm not going to go back over there to get it. So Thanksgiving will be fine. I stopped by the Wine Thief last night, picked up wine. Pretty good. Oh, let me tell you, I feel good. I went to the trainers yesterday, had a good workout with Robert at Full Fit. Listen, give the gift of health and fitness for yourself. Seriously, go over there and take the boot camp or the spin class or you know what? Commit to hiring yourself a trainer for 3 months. Seriously, that's some good ass money that you could spend because you're going to buy shoes and a handbag and some drinks at the club. Buy yourself access to good health. I mean, really, it is probably the best thing that I've done in a very long time. And he's so uplifting and so committed to my wellness and fitness in ways that sometimes I'm not. And so that means a lot to me. So listen, give yourself, don't wait till January. Put this in your radar now. Give yourself the gift of access to good health. Seriously, working with a trainer specifically to weight train will do wonders for your spirit and your body, and you know what? And you're not gonna become the Incredible Hulk. What you're gonna do is build muscle mass, and you're gonna look tight and taut. I have not lost a lot of weight, but it looks like I lost a lot of weight because I'm building muscle. See, look how I'm talking. You see me? So, and it has been, and you know, I've changed my diet. No. I've changed my eating lifestyle. So I'm doing, I'll tell you about it in the new year. Let me get some more pounds off. And then I'll come back and tell you what I have committed to doing. And it's been a week going into the second week, and I've already seen a great deal of change. So my goal is, and I use October as my new year. I don't wait till January, people. I get a jump. I start in October because October is always so filled with mystery, mayhem, and magic for me. And so I was like, well, you know, what other time would I use? So October became my New Year's for the last several years. And so resolutions begin there. And getting healthy is on the forefront of my list, emotional and physical health. So that's what I'm doing. So my body is stronger, and I'm enjoying it. I really am. Well, not so much, but it's a necessary. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Happy Wednesday. So I'm gonna play a little bit more music from DJ Rob Nice from Ugly Radio. He'll be over here in a little while. It's about 9:18. If he don't get over here, then I'm gonna have to reschedule him. But his party is coming up. You can catch him on Instagram. You can catch him on, I think, Facebook too. I see him all the time. So I see him on Instagram. So that's how I know what's happening. So I'm gonna go look on his Instagram page, and I can tell you what the party is about. Anyway, dig this.
Screws, which bucks?
I tell you, see it all fall back, cause this is real rap. No make bully issue, cause this is all facts. That thing go, clap, 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 clap. Hurry, go, clap, clap. Now put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Yeah. I'm faded, rolling another one. No matter the job, I always get it done. Using it as food, and my dinner's begun. We up for the challenge, and that's for anyone. She up on the D, and she do it for fun. And GMC, my team, we number one. Put that clip in that thing, that mean you better run. Hit a weekend of me, she popping it like bubble gum. She shake it, make a nin wanna. She know I came up from the corner. Moving and over rims of them stoners. I deliver the order, they're going to bottle water. Let's go.
Let's cruise.
Now we cruising in that C3. Yelling, never worry, ENT. I see a Amadi watching me, but playing thirsty. You get it, it's hot, like a cup of tea. Or fall back, cause this is real rap. No make believe it's shit, cause this is all facts. That they go, clack, 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 clack. Alright, go, clack, clack. Now put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Girl. I tell these niggas to all fall back, cause this is real rap. No make believe it. If this is all facts, that thing go. Clap, 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 clap. Go, clap, clap. Now put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. What? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Girl.
Mega hood the best, talking to everyone. No matter the job, we always get it done. You just say it's sweet, so that like in the buns. I'm just getting started, now watch me heat it up. Killing them, you fake it's Millie Vanillium. Mega hood the best in this fucking millennium. My millions, they get me cursing that million. The way my rapping always, you get a taste of the city. Jackie Robinson started in the Bronx affiliate. Never ever been robbed of smoking or Ilya. Clowns, we get laughing, we call you silly. Think you seeing me really? No competition, we bury ya. Hold up. See, we cruising down Welly, yeah. Okay. Five deep, man, it's she been having some for you, little shit. We was younger when wildin' in. No apologies, by any means, we get it in. Yeah.
Oh, woo! I kind of dug that. That was Mega Hood and Scrooge mixed up by DJ Rob Nice. So I hope he gets over here. If not, I'll just have him come on another day. We'll see what happens. And, thank you, KT. I appreciate that. Not bad for an old girl. Not bad for an old girl. That's so funny. You know, it's amazing to me the people who catch me. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So I'm playing the music from Ugly Radio. So Ugly Radio is the show, is a whole radio station by Joe Ugly, right? And I started over there doing Fridays, the last hour of their set. And then I bounced over here. So they're my boys. So Ugly Radio plays nothing but independent folks, people who don't have record deals, people who put their own music out there. And hip hop specific, of course. But there's some other kinds of music in there, too, I think. So I'm playing it today because I wanted DJ Rob Nice to come on. He was scheduled to come on this morning to talk about the happenings that he's throwing this party over the weekend. And, you know, my party days like that are behind me, people. I can't do it. But I'm good for a birthday party, and I might be good for a couple of holiday galas. But beyond that, baby, I can't do it. So I wanted him to come on and talk about his events. And I think I'm gonna try to find him on my Insta and see what the party is about. Because it was a specific thing. But there's some parties coming up. And you do know this weekend, Friday is Black Friday. You know, go get all your sales. And then Saturday, whatever. I think that's Small Business Saturday. Or was that last Saturday? I think this is this Saturday too. And then Cyber Monday, Cyber Tuesday. Like, people are just cyber shopping. So in every day and any day is. Oh, Black Friday. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Black Friday, the Blackout Edition, November 23rd at Terminal 110. And DJ Rob Nice is the DJ. And let's see. And guest DJ, DJ Pretty Lady. So it's $10. You know where Terminal 110 is over there behind Long Wharf Theater and all of that. So Mixtape Live Experience. And then they got a sister on this flyer. And Rhythm Beer. I love Rhythm Beer. Alyssa, I love your beer. So get over there Friday night, Black Friday, because y'all know y'all going to want to get it in. After y'all done sat there and ate all that turkey stuff and dressing, potato salad, collard greens, and whatever else. Go over there and, you know, dance all that off. So I'm going to play some more music because I'm just feeling it. I actually like this music. I just have to find stuff. I just have to find stuff that's a little clean. So, but other than that, though. And you know what? If he was here, he could tell me because I'm looking at it. And I think Harry was like, okay, clean, clean, clean. Okay, Evil Man is radio ready. All right, so we're gonna go with that. See how this goes.
Yeah, Evil Man. Yeah. Why you stealing from my people? You ain't never true to see. You will never true to eat. Evil Man. Yeah. Why you stealing from my people? You ain't never true to see. You will never true to eat.
Another Jesus Judah parallel tale. The story really never ends well. Swarm down like a vulture. Judas bent us over and it came and f***ed us over. Now we still at agriculture. My island, falling down in a hole in silence. Peace and violence, keep us silence. Forever staying strong, can't bring me down along. I know you really f***ing hate this song. Money has a soul, now we pay back loans. School shut it down, they don't even ever frown. Breaking laws, no American representative. Representative, I set up. What happened, Uncle Sam? F***ing up your plans? Lo hago por mi pueblo, si la acción de deseo para hacer lo que puedo. Now tell me how this hook that sounds so good.
Evil Man, yeah. Why you stealing from my people? You ain't never true to see. You will never true to eat. Evil Man, yeah. Why you stealing from my people? You ain't never true to see. You will never true to eat.
Let me take you back to Black Wall Street. Really have a white man off me. Keep him off quiet about Christopher Columbus. Say clues about the riots, how he murder us thousands. Victims of America. How they telling us we're free in the land where they bury us. My island not for sale. Made his words live long and prevail. Do you fail? Rip my roots, take my life, make me dumb, shoot my kind. kill our leaders. My people so deceived, for everything ever done was evil. My mind still tied to those chains, still walking like slaves, getting played by the game. Some things will never change, but I'm standing by my flag, yelling as I ask. Evil man, yeah. Why you stealing from my people? You ain't never true to see. You will never true to eat. Evil man, yeah. Why you stealing from my people? You ain't never true to see. You will never true to eat. Never true to eat. Evil man.
Michelle Turner, that sort of had like a kappa shimmy slide to it. Like it had a kappa shimmy vibe to it. I could hear it because I could feel myself trying to do a little shimmy. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. So I don't know if DJ Rob Nice is going to make it. So, but I will tell you this. I'm excited because I got some new opportunities coming up in the new year. Woo! And all these good things. So it's cold. It's cold here in Connecticut, and it's going to be ridiculously cold tomorrow. Ah, yes, people. Happy Thanksgiving. You know what? I hope people are enjoying this holiday. I know everybody's got to cook and run around and all this kind of stuff, but, you know, don't fall prey to that. You know, the older I get, the more that I value the experiences of things. Not so much things, but the experience. So make it a good experience so that when you look back on this time, you don't go, oh, my God, I don't even remember. Or, oh, my God, it exhausted me. No. You know what? Whatever you put on that table tomorrow will be enough and people will be fed. So, you know what? Dial it back a little bit. You know what? You don't need a turkey, a ham, a pot roast, some lamb, deer. You don't need all that. Something simple. Maybe simple. Give yourself a break. Be kind and gentle to yourself and embrace the friendships that you have and the people that come over, celebrate with them. Don't be caught up in, I don't have this, that, and the other thing. Because we, you know what? We're never going to have enough if we keep playing to the lack. And when you lead with lack, you never have enough. That's the message for me to you for Thanksgiving, that you are enough. You have enough. There is enough. All right. You have enough. There is enough. That's where I'm at. Okay? So you are enough. There is enough. Yes, 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 yes. So do that. And don't let this holiday hijack you. And don't get caught up moving right into Christmas. Although I played Christmas music yesterday and Holly is on in my car. But that's because I just love everything about the season. And for me, Thanksgiving kicks off the season of miracles and glad tidings and love, love, love. Second only to Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday, Christmas. So enjoy this. I'm going to play some more music. And let me see what I want. I really wanted some fun music, like some party music. But he is not here to tell me, like, what is... I want to play some Kronzilla stuff because I know Zilla. He's going to write me some beats so I can put my voice over some beats because I want my own hip hop record. I do. Hi, this is Babs Rawls Ivy from New Haven, Connecticut. Bye. And you're listening to WNHHLP 103.5 FM. Streaming live at newhavenindependent.org.
Smoking mirrors, but the Zilla got the straight vision after holding these ups down just like victims. Got a double nut to kick, you see the fam tripping. My soldiers RTB, we on a mission, pardon me. That bull be a DUB, you won't last like RG3, I guarantee. Money back and y'all don't want none of that. Treat it like leftovers, gotta keep it under wraps. Only at a concert would dudes be the ones to clap. The king's is back, you hear it's clear, this ain't no mumble rap. Trump hand dots follow these wasps like a thundercat. Standing on my ego, high level to the money stack. I be trying to get it, they be trying to borrow. I see them with their hands out, I'ma see you tomorrow. Not the one to follow, drink the beer and swing the bottle. Roll a plank and get higher than Mount Kilimanjaro. Success fill a hater heart with sorrow. It's you side switching dudes to get what you get. Me and Kel's got the force, come f*** the sip. Trouble you quick, them other side cats wanna run and hide facts. Small world, see me right where you at. Burn a J right in the front and I'ma be right back. See about what they talking so I know it's real. Fight now, you know the deal. I'll fuck the city up like I'm Cloverfield.
Dog, we never changed up. Dog, we never changed up. For two decades, we've been on the same stuff. Like high tide, my people, we done came up. Now let me mix the gin and tonic in the same cup. Dog, we never changed up. Dog, we never changed up. For two decades, we've been on the same stuff. Like high tide, my people, we done came up. Now let me mix the gin and tonic in the same cup. This shit easy, like reciting the alphabet. I'm the Omega, and you still ain't see the alpha yet. Shit raps might blow you fools out your sweats. Leave you with a joker face just for coming out your neck. In the booth with Ron, and I'm writing like a marathon. Other rappers hating like this an unfair-a-thon. I keep breathing hip-hop until my air is gone. When it comes to lyricism, people, I'm the paragon. Hating in the narion, that's until I bury you. I'm a cool dude, I'll take you to the cemetery too. I'm no Crip, but I'm feeling like Larry Hoop. Got a baby face, but they act like I'm a scary dude. They terrified, scared to ride. I'm prepared to die, real, I am scared to lie. I'm killing everything, I feel it in the air tonight. Animal with the bars, it's like they got a better right. I'm rapping on a beat named Cloverfield. And you know I'm spitting with a Hoverfield. The flow's froze, my get a colder shield. Me and Cry eating, this you know that we overfilled. I melt every mic I spit fire to. Most people need one, I require two. I'm trying to beat everything I aspire to. Told my girl I got it all when I acquired you. Right now I'm blacking out like a power outage. You see why the bag is sealed when I take the sour route. This shit, I'm about it, that's how I was raised. Edibles got me eating grass like I grazed. Trapped in a maze, no, it's like a labyrinth. I knew the beat was ill when my egg and Addison's. I got hooked on rap, haven't been an addict since. The shit I'm spitting so dirty that I had to rinse. Dog, we never changed up. Dog, we never changed up. For two decades, we've been on the same stuff. Like high tide, my people, we done came up. Now let me mix the gin and tonic in the same cup. Dog, we never changed up. Dog, we never changed up. For two decades, we've been on the same stuff. Like high tide, my people, we done came up. Now let me mix the gin and tonic in the same cup.
Cronzilla, that was hot. Cloverfield, I like that. I am discovering some good music, and I'm taking over Ugly Radio. I got the Ugly Radio vibe today. DJ Rob Nice, I don't know if he's gonna get here in time to finish my show, but I will book him for another day. He can come hang out, and we could talk about the life of a DJ. But I don't give up hope, because you know he could get here. He could just walk in any minute now and be like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. So we'll see, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. I'm going to the movies today. Going with the young boyfriend. We're going to go check out The Green Book. And see how that goes. I will go see Mahershala Ali just about anything. I'd go see him in just about anything. And I'm excited. So I'm going to go hang out with him this afternoon, catch a film, and then get back home, start my dinner. Because I want to be ahead of the game for tomorrow. And I don't want to spend my day cooking, which I don't. So I'll get up early in the morning. I'm going to go see my trainer tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving. Yes, Because he was like, Babs, I'm going to be here. And I was like, oh. He's like, no, come get your workout in and then go on home. I was like, you know, you're right, because I could go get my workout in and then get home and then put my turkey in the oven. Like at 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know, I get my turkey in the oven early. So to be done, you know, by, you know, midday, you know, 1 o'clock or so. And then everything else can just, you know, get cooked. It won't require so much effort and time. So I think I'm going to get up in the morning and go work out. Although it's supposed to be bitterly cold. And, you know, bitterly cold is a deterrent. Bitterly. Harry, are you controlling the mouse? Bitterly cold is a deterrent. So it depends. Because if I even look, feel like it's below zero out there, I'm like, oh my God. And you know, my trainer, Robert Full Fit, is on Captain Thomas Boulevard in West Haven. So my saving grace is I get to drive by the beach. I go the way so that I could drive by the beach because I like the beach. I could drive down Campbell Avenue and da 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 and never see the ocean, you know, never see the sound. So I don't want to do that. I like driving by the beach because I live in a coastal town. And so if you live in a coastal town, you want to enjoy the coast as much as you can. I was going to stop by the beach yesterday after I finished my workout because I had a 2 o'clock workout and it was good. It was good. And he was like, look how much you do now. I was like, ooh. He might be right. So anyway, if we get this weight off, I'm good. We'll see how it goes, baby. So by May, I want to be half my size sitting in this chair. But and it's not because I don't look great, because I think I look pretty damn good. But for health reasons, I like to get off all the medications that I'm on. Like I'm on like all kinds of medication and I'm ready to get off of them. And at 55, I want to march to my 60s looking like I'm in my 30s. Black girl magic. All right, so I'm going to play something by Caleb from over there at Ugly Radio People. And I hope you dig it. I think I'm going to dig it too. Hi, this is Babs Rolls Ivy from
early morning rising, the sun is shining. All I stare and know that smiling is cunning, not far apart. Across my yard, gave you my time, stimulating your mind. But you my best friend. Keep it moving, see you down, no wasting time. Had to break the silence, smooth as kid is quiet. Have a smile and ain't typing, phone numbers dialing. Verb is so excellent, no question in my confidence. Different world, seeing girls caught up in the swirl. Always searching for the one, walking with a loaded gun. The next day, day. Again, wanna text my best friend. So I'm soaring through the night, flashing lights. You did your own thing, opening shop, taking shots. I never mind clubbing with my best friend. Okay. She walked by so fine, had to make her mind. Mysterious woman, I like what you're doing. You know I'm pursuing to touch. Rock and roll for her soul, gave a show, had a sprung. Sunrise, conversations of what I be slaying. Who will be the one since you're looking for a crush? Ambitious and smart, a freak, a shark. Sounds like the one I'm with. Who is this? Your best friend. Tell me that she's a keeper. You couldn't take it since the text. Let me know when she's done. It's time to show you how. Show you how I'm the one.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm so glad you got here.
Oh, man. It's busy morning. Busy morning.
I already talked up your party come Friday.
Okay. Yeah, it's going down. Terminal 110, upper level, DJ Rob Nice, Blackout Edition.
Uh-oh.
Mixtape Live, baby.
Do I got to wear black?
I mean, it'd be nice, but you don't have to, you know.
I'll rock some black. I ain't mad.
Right.
So it's $10.
Uh-huh.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving.
That's right.
It's going to go down.
Uh-huh. All upper level, terminal 110, man. Get ready to come party.
I didn't even know there was a... Is there a lower level?
Yeah.
No, upper level's like all the way up, right?
All the way up.
Oh, I like that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Go up the stairs, mm-hmm. Big space, bar in the middle.
Yes, yes,
I know the Deltas have commandeered that space many a party.
Yes, yes. It's big up in there. It's big.
So tell me about this DJ life, Rob Nice.
Well, I mean, it has
how long
its
have
ups
you been
and
downs. How long have you been a DJ?
I've been
DJing. Spinning records.
Well, I've been spinning the records hard, making money off of it since 14.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. My uncle had a club when he was alive over there in Ferry Street, Ferry and Wilcott. It used to be Larry's Lounge.
I know Larry's Lounge. I've never been there, but it's infamous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That was my uncle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just caught on for you?
No, actually, he got me started when I was 9. Mm-hmm. I used to go over his house all the time. And, you know, he had kids. And you know how we play around, play marbles and stuff like that. So I used to go over there and play with his kids. And then I noticed the sound system in his room. He used to play real loud all day, every day. So I just went in there and I asked him, "Unc, what's this?" And he showed me and took off from there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So where are you DJing at these days? I know where you are, but tell the people where you're at.
I'm at the Tourist Cafe. I'll be Middletown. I'm also up in Waterbury. I'm on the Joe Ugly Show every morning.
Every morning.
And this Friday we'll be at Terminal 110.
Mm-hmm.
December 8th, I'm gonna be at Chaz Mo's. December 14th, I'm gonna be at the Rough Draft out there in Hamden.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna be putting together a show.
Okay.
Local artists, but it's the best.
Okay.
It's the best. It's like the Joe Ugly Show. I do the indie mix every morning right here on WNHHLP 103.5.
You do. I love it.
And as you see, it's nothing but indie artists.
Uh-huh. So talk a little bit about the indie artists.
Okay. Yeah. It's local talent.
Uh-huh.
Up and down the East Coast.
And they're good, right? I mean,
it's the best.
A lot of this music is so good.
Yes, yes. And only the best can make it because, you know, but indie music, you know, they work hard. And they put their music together and they got to do their own promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And they also got to, you know, go to the studio. So we have to have the best quality for you to make the FM run or even on Ugly Radio. You got to have the best quality. Mm-hmm. You can't, because a lot of people go in people's basement, put something together, they don't want to pay. So, and they wonder why their music not getting played.
That don't sound right. That don't sound good.
Right.
But you got to go to a real studio with real equipment.
Exactly. And a lot of guys, they try to go to cheapware out and they wonder why they not being heard.
Oh.
Yeah, it's some people just be good, but the quality is no good.
Yeah.
It's no good.
So you suggest they take the time, save their money, do the right thing and get a quality sound for themselves.
Yes, invest in yourself.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So now do you sell your mixtapes? Like Like, if I want, like, I want a Babs Rob Nice mixtape.
Well, what I do now, I on flash drives. I don't do mixtapes no more. I used to do it, but flash drive.
Okay. So I get me a flash drive with mixtape music.
Right. Or if you want me to put something together for you, I can put it together for you on a flash drive.
Uh-huh. So you do that for people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do it a lot.
So when you're DJing, so people call you and it's like, "Hey, I got this party."
Mm-hmm.
And you have a set fee? Yes. I know you're in demand, so.
Yes, I'm in high demand.
Yeah,
now.
You're in high demand. I know. I see you out there. Yeah. I'm like, man. I was like, oh, I'm glad I know him. If I ever need a DJ, yeah. I want the friends and family discount.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when definitely. Black people do that?
They do it too fast. They tell you, well, we're going to have food, drinks, and we'll give you just $50. I'm like, well, call that other guy.
Yeah, call the other guy. Like, call your cousin Ray Ray in there. Right. Who will put a little...
Or your great
plug
uncle.
In the iTunes.
Yeah, the DJ that's doing it for a hobby.
Like, I'm a professional.
Yes.
I'm a professional.
Yes.
So how long have you been? So you've been a DJ since you were 9.
Yeah, I got introduced to it at 9, 14. I was in the clubs. And doing a lot of house parties. When I went to Cross High, I was doing a lot of party, Carnation Ball and stuff across at that time. Back in the 90s.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this a bit? So is holidays a busy time?
Holidays is real busy
because people want a DJ.
Yeah, a lot of corporate events.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, corporate events.
Uh huh. So they tell you the kind of music, like you. Because you listen, I've been places, DJ Rob Nice,
mm-hmm.
and the DJ just was not cognizant of his audience.
Right, because he probably didn't ask the people that's throwing it what type of crowd you're gonna have.
Uh huh.
I always ask what type of crowd you're gonna have, what type of music. The age range
and then you'll go from there, right?
Yeah, if I don't have it, I always can get it.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than going to an event, a classy event,
right?
And then you hear music that is so not appropriate,
or you be outside and it's cuss words and everything like that.
Everybody's like, okay,
yeah. Dealing with me, you get good quality sound. I got a 2000 watt system.
Whoa.
And that's the smallest, so.
Whoa. Is it portable? I guess it is.
It's portable.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I'm able to go to Atlanta. And like last weekend I was in Atlanta. No, the weekend before that I was in Atlanta.
Doing what? Spinning?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I get calls.
Now, is there a DJ, like, conference?
Well, like other a bunch DJs help get DJs. Together. Yeah, other okay. DJs help DJs, and it's good that a lot of my family are promoters.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of promoters in New York.
Okay.
A lot of family that promotes in North and South Carolina and Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So you get it in.
Yeah.
From all directions.
From all directions.
Do you like the South?
The South show a lot of love.
Do they?
Yes, they show a lot of love, and they're willing to pay and fly you in, and or if you want to drive, they'll give you the money to do that.
Really?
Yeah, that's all in my deposit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you often go down south?
Yeah, I have 7 gigs this year so far.
Get out of here. Yeah. Where? Mm-hmm. Down south, like Charlotte, Atlanta.
Last week I was in Atlanta. A couple weeks ago I was in Lake City, South Carolina.
Okay.
And,
oh shoot, now.
Yeah, I had another gig in Baltimore, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Yeah.
Man, you're like rock star status.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you think like DJs like DJ Khaled and Spinderella and all these other DJs
right.
have elevated DJ as an art form?
Yeah, because they made it. I mean, they doing it different from what I'm doing. They more in the studios and that's why I went into radio.
Uh-huh.
To elevate my DJ game. Because okay. I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Okay,
so
you've got some formal training under your
belt.
Yeah. Okay.
I know what to say and when to say it.
All right. Well, you got some polish.
Yes, sir.
All right, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so being a DJ seems like it's a fun thing.
It's fun, but it has its ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what's, how should I say, relationships is be a little shaky.
Uh-oh.
It'd be a little shaky. You have to be a lot of trust.
Oh, because you...
You know, DJs you always out. Saving somebody's life.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
We
attract a lot of women. A lot of women.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
huh?
A lot of women.
So you've got to hold yourself accountable, and the person that you're with
yes.
has got to, like, I trust Rob.
Yeah,
Nice.
You
got
to trust me. Yeah, it got to be trust.
All right.
Without trust, it won't work.
No, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's late hours.
Yes, it's
right?
late hours.
It's late hours. Like, you're not done at 9. You just getting the party
you're
started.
You're just starting at 9. Yeah, most of the time.
And then, like, what do you go to? What, 2? 1?
Sometimes I have 3 events in one night, so.
What? Yeah. How is that possible?
Because I have other DJs to open up, and I'll go from one spot to another spot.
Okay.
It happens like that.
Oh, man, that's big time.
Yeah. making moves. I don't talk about it a lot, but you see, if you follow me, you see what I'm doing.
I follow you on Instagram. That's how I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I listen to you.
Yeah.
And then they play, you have your own set that plays on WNHH.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, at night.
Yeah.
Yes, I catch it.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I do, I catch it.
Okay.
Because I just like it.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it's a much better experience than this other crap that's out there.
Right. It's good music, actually.
Yeah.
Because before I got in, before I started at Ugly Radio, I didn't really pay it too much mind until I got deep into that part with the working with indie artists. And I was like, wow, this is a whole new lane. Everybody's scared of. But I'm not.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
You make a name for yourself. People listen to you. They dig it.
Yeah.
That's all good.
I'm one of them people that I can listen to something for 5 seconds. And I know it's a hit.
Oh, shoot. Okay, Quincy.
Yeah.
Okay, Quincy Jones.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
One club that's been still running been for a long time is still running because of the music that I'm playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been running for a long time.
I don't know if you'll catch me in the Taurus.
No, I know.
In 2018.
I know.
But flashback 1980.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
Back in the Oasis days. Oh! And the Cardinals.
What?
And the Nukes. And the Wild Robins.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
I was around that era. I was just small. I was little.
I was not much small, older than you, but I was getting, you know, I was being fast.
Yeah.
Being fast.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I cop to it now, but being fast.
Hey, everybody been through that period.
I know it. Well, you have to come back when you can spend more time. Cause I got to get out of here now.
Yeah, I'm sorry for being late.
No, it's all right.
Meeting popped up. I said, uh-oh, this gym going to work out for me today because I'm running across this green.
I was like, okay, I don't got to go to the gym now.
Nah, I'm all worked out now.
I got a real run in today.
Uh-huh, and tomorrow Turkey Day.
Come back another time, and we could talk more about you and your career.
Yeah.
And where you see music going these days.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
do that.
I really would like to do that.
Yeah.
So just like when you get off this air, check your calendar.
Yep.
And then find out what day you want to come back over here.
Okay.
Seriously, don't make me wait. To January.
No, we could do something next week.
Okay. I'm
next
with you.
Wednesday, Thursday, come before Pundit.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, let me check when we get off, we'll solidify some dates.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
I so enjoyed DJ Rob Knight. Okay, so what should I play now to play me out, DJ Rob Knight?
What you got over there?
Oh, Lord.
You got some
You tell me.
You got some let me see who hot. I don't know what y'all got.
Eulogy featuring Ruck Rooner.
Okay. Play that because Yashi, she's going to be performing at Terminal on Friday.
I got What's Up, Eddie Beans featuring Yashi.
Okay, that one too.
Is that a better one?
That's a better one.
Okay, all right. I'm going to play that one.
You got the clean version?
Oh, shoot. Okay, I don't know.
Well, make sure it's clean.
Oh! All right, is Eulogy? Is it clean?
No. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Huh? All right, then we
Yeah, it should all be clean, yeah.
Then we're going to go with What's Up.
Yeah.
With Eddie Beans featuring Yashi.
Yeah, she's going to be performing live at Terminal 110 Black Friday, Blackout Edition.
She?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And it's sponsored by Rhythm.
Rhythm Beer.
Yes.
Yes, the Rhythm's going to get you.
That's right.
I love that beer. So
yeah, it's good.
I think
on
Alyssa's
ice.
Got a really great product.
So. Oh, man.
So listen, here's a taste of Yashi. So if you want to check her out, she will be at Terminal 110 Friday.
Uh-huh.
$10 to get you in.
Yeah.
All black.
Go where the balloons at.
Go,
go where the balloons
follow
at.
Follow the balloon. I bet you they're black balloons, too.
We'll find out.
Well, wherever you see balloons, make your way up there.
But come ready to party.
Thank you,
take
Rob
your
Nice.
Shoes off.
Dude, DJ Rob Nice will be back next week because we want to talk about this DJ life.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
All right.
Yeah. a place, but you're in the struggling and sad to see. Digging beef and chicks is worried about they baby dad. Well, I can hit the corner store and cop me a bags. If things hanging at the chains, that shit super raggy. But it might sound crazy, but this is how it made me. To stay on top of everything, so go having a plan B. Can't stand me or love me, but on top is where I'm gonna be. Counting cash, more than green, like it's Robin Williams. Take these keys out my pocket. How you gonna know where I'm at? Or been where I've been? If you don't understand where I'm coming from, this shit I rap, you'll have to go back. And then, once again, you understand while I'm number one. Did I take it too far? Wouldn't be no hookah. Eddie, Beanie, Caliente, all my boss, Fumar. Yeah, I got them on their toes, I am on guard. Cause I'm trying to make it to the castle like I'm Kumar. Hey, yeah, hey. H-Town, what up? They kept us on the low. Now we on the come up. With the gun running wild, and they always keep a gun up. So you can either put up or shut up. I'm screaming now. You hate H-Town, what up? They kept us on the low. Now we on the come up. With the gun running wild, and they always keep a gun up. But you can either put up or shut up. I'm screaming now. Around the corner, it's scary when he vulnerable enough to run up on you. And without a warning, I wish I was going wild now. Clutching on they burners, this is no coincidence. You know who they learn from? Them OGs who showed him his first gun, not knowing from this day on that the curse was done. Dumb choices we still running from. Who would have thought that murder could ever be one of them? Now here they come, cause you slain someone's son. All over nothing, now a brother lost his freedom. Licking, throwing crazy, trying to flare guns. What happened to the day before settled out in a fair one? Please, son, I got more to live for. A crib with like 6 floors, my name up on the billboards. My family gonna eat more, worries gonna dissolve. King on his chessboard, I'll never be a damn pawn. You hate H-Town, what up? They kept us on the low, and now we on it, come up. With the guns running wild, and they always keep a gun up. So you can either put up or shut up, I'm screaming now. You hate H-Town, what up? They kept us on the low, now we on it, come up. With the guns running wild.